We're protesting against the different treatment of benefit cheats at the bottom of the scale compared to benefit cheats at the top of the scale. Basically, the new government's given a sweetheart deal to Vodafone, so they avoid paying a large amount of the tax that they were previously chasing with all of their lawyers. It's just a time when the welfare cuts total about £7 billion. Osborne is doing deals that avoid about £5 or £6 billion. The figures just don't add up, and the rhetoric of the government seems to only apply to low-paid people rather than a lot of the big, powerful, well-paid people.
So, how many stores do you think have been shut down today?
I think it's about six in London. There's a big group of people, I'd say over 100 people so far that have come down and joined. There's a lot of momentum. The stories have spread well in the press, and we've got great reception from the public, who understand this very simple example of how it's, we're not all in this together, and that there are alternatives to the big cuts. If we clamp down on the real benefit cheats, which seem to be the people benefiting from the new government.
And are there further protests planned?
I'm not sure. At the moment, it's been a very spontaneous thing, gathered on various social networks. It's very autonomous, the way that people can just see the information and follow it. So I think what's actually happened is it's spread across the country. Glasgow, Bristol, Brighton, there's a whole... Manchester, all the big cities, they've had stores shut down. And I think that this kind of example is really... It just really connects people. People grasp and understand and see this as being unfair when the rhetoric of the government is fairness. So it just contradicts what they keep spieling on about, really. But yeah.